Hello, this is Pastor Jason, and we're going to be talking about adding to your faith today. I'll begin by reading the text we'll be looking at, 2 Peter 1, 5-9. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Well, we are living physically in very uncertain times, and times that are new to all of us. Maybe you have fought some feelings of loneliness or discouragement or fear, or perhaps a combination of all of these. In light of the times we're in, I believe that these words from the Apostle Peter can be a tremendous help to all of us. The devil would love nothing more than to get God's people depressed and discouraged. We're told in 1 Peter 5:8 that the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And even though he cannot rob us of our salvation, he can certainly work to make us ineffective, depressed Christians. Now, there can be multiple reasons for depression or discouragement in the life of the Christian, but I believe that the Apostle Peter lists some attributes here in this passage that, if not evident in the Christian's life, will cause him or her to be discouraged. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones deals with this issue in a chapter in his book, Spiritual Depression, Its Causes and Cure, and I was personally challenged by his comments on this scripture passage. Dr. Lloyd-Jones says, quote, "The apostle here tells these people very plainly that there is only one ultimate cause for all the manifestations of this depression, and that is a lack of discipline. That is the real trouble. It is sheer absence of discipline and order in their life," end of quote. He later goes on to say, quote, "We desire to read the Bible, we want to study it, we want to read a commentary, but we do not feel like it at the moment. We think it is a bad thing to try to do these things when we do not feel at our best, and we had better put it off until we feel better. It is beyond dispute that most of us are living lives which are seriously lacking in discipline and in order and in arrangement," end of quote. And many of us probably have some extra time on our hands right now, so what a wonderful opportunity we have to make sure we're practicing these disciplines. So let's take a closer look at these disciplines that the apostle lists here that we are to add to our faith. First, he says, add to your faith virtue. Matthew Henry gives a good perspective on the word virtue in his commentary. Quote, "By virtue here we may understand strength and courage, without which the believer cannot stand up for good works. A cowardly Christian must expect that Christ will be ashamed of him another day." End of quote. To virtue, knowledge. Simply put, we must have a good knowledge of the scriptures in addition to our faith. To knowledge, self-control. In the King James Version, the word temperance is used, which has the idea of self-control. Dr. Lloyd-Jones says, quote, "And there are people who suffer from tiredness and lethargy very often simply because of lack of temperance or self-control. They do not control their appetites, their lusts, their passions, their desires," end of quote. In a time where people are tossing self-control out the window, we must be working to practice it in our own lives. To self-control, perseverance. Hupomone is the Greek word we get perseverance from. John MacArthur in his commentary quotes William Barclay to saying in his Letters of James and Peter, quote, "Hupomone does not simply accept and endure, there is always a forward look to it," end of quote. And in fact, the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance describes this Greek word as cheerful or hopeful endurance. To perseverance, godliness. Matthew Henry says, quote, "When Christians bear afflictions patiently, they get an experimental knowledge of the loving kindness of their Heavenly Father, and hereby they are brought to the childlike fear and reverential love wherein true godliness consists," end of quote. To godliness, brotherly kindness. MacArthur says, quote, "The companion of affection for God is affection for others," end of quote. And of course, we get the description, brotherly kindness, from the Greek word Philadelphia. And to brotherly kindness, love. The Greek word for the love talked about here is agape love. I love how the King James translates agape love here as charity. And all you have to do is read 1 Corinthians 13 for a description of this kind of love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Lloyd-Jones says, quote, "We shall know where we stand, and we shall reap these first fruits of the glory that awaits us," end of quote. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Now we get to the most sobering part of this passage. What a tragedy it is for a Christian to get to this point. When I look back to the days I was running from the Lord, I can't help but think that this verse described me, and I can tell you firsthand that it is a miserable place to be. I think Matthew Henry describes this kind of Christian well. Quote, "This present evil world he can see and dotes upon, but has no discerning at all of the world to come." End of quote. The Apostle Peter gives us good news, though, in verse 10, jumping to the end of the verse. If you do these things, you will never stumble. What a promise. And we know that we still fall as Christians, but when we do what the righteous man does in Proverbs 24:16, and that is rise up again. I think it would be appropriate for us to sing a verse in chorus now of the song, May the Lord Find Us Faithful. Our CCLI number is 909997. Let's sing it together. May the Lord Find Us Faithful.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but has given us the strength to obey. With power and sound mind, with love the unfailing kind, oh, be not ashamed of his way. May the Lord find us faithful. May his word be our banner held high. May the Lord find us faithful. Every day though we live, though we die, may the Lord find us faithful. Every day though we live, though we die.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for being a faithful God. You are faithful to your promises, and you are always faithful to us, your children. Please help us to add to our faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. And may we give you all the glory and praise. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.